Welcome to another episode of Ecosystem TV. We continue our conversation today with Catherine Finch, a people leader with over 12 years of industry experience and who has helped shape organizations' people strategies across the globe. So, Catherine, over the last year or so, there has been a lot of talk about the Great Resignation, or, you know, as we like to call it here in the Asia Pacific, you know, the great reshuffle, because people are just shifting around the same jobs. So do you see that as a real trend, or is it something that'll fix itself?
So I'm speaking to the right person here, because I know you have the data to suggest that it's continuing, right? The Great Resignation specifically, the Great Reshuffle, I like that term. It's still there. Are we seeing signs of that slowing? My gut is telling me yes. But actually, what we're hearing more of post-pandemic is this concept of quiet quitting. Now, this is something that, you know, is very Generation Z, where employees are really looking for a very binary, I'll do what's on my job description and nothing more approach. You know, I'll do only what I need to do, and, you know, I want to live my life. And this is, yeah, as I say, quite a generational requirement, I suppose, versus the Great Resignation, where people of all ages were kind of reviewing and reassessing what they wanted from a job. And I think there's something there if we think about, like, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, I think we're starting to see that flip on its head to some extent, and I know we'll talk about that a little bit more, but where people are more looking for purpose in their role. And I think the experience of the younger generation has been shaped in a different way, you know, in the era of big tech, in the era of a lot of the people entering the workforce during or just before a pandemic. So the world has changed and shifted, and I'm not sure that we're seeing that's going to go back. People talk about it. Will it return to normal? I don't think that it will ever go back to how it was before. But I do think that it will stabilize in a way that people still have expectations of their job, but also companies are more flexible. We see that tech talent is particularly not that loyal and quite demanding from a compensation and benefits perspective. They definitely want that flexibility. They want to work from home fully. Some are even assessing, like, how they want to work. You know, is that part time? Is that, you know, on an ad hoc basis? And feeling really comfortable about defining those career choices for themselves in a way that we perhaps haven't seen in the past. I personally believe this will continue to settle as the working culture kind of finds its footing, and we as the HR community get comfortable with knowing, building trust and knowing that we have consistency in what people want from their jobs. And it's different for everybody, but we find some stability and norm in that flexible working space.
I have to confess, Catherine, that I find myself a little bit guilty of quiet quitting these days, so it may not be all about age. So which brings us to employee incentives, you know, to promote retention. And you mentioned Maslow, right? So traditionally, you know, HR practices have followed Maslow, right? You're starting with the pay remuneration and then going to job security, the right social environment, promotions, and finally self-actualization, maybe for a select few who actually grow with the job. But today, you know, if you're talking about the generational shift, people want to self-actualize right from the very beginning, right? So how do you think that has changed over the last few years? You know, like, your people strategies have changed to kind of cope with this.
Short answer, I think that they have changed. And our strategies when it comes to building a total rewards package now structure or need to be structured in a different way. Of course, cash compensation remains, you know, a key part of our total rewards kind of programs and structures. However, there's definitely a much bigger focus on what we talked about. I talked about this kind of purpose. People are looking for to be inspired, to be presented with a vision of the future. We talk about career mapping. We talk about, you know, how do I, first of all, attract somebody through a competitive cash compensation? Then I talk about, okay, well, how do I keep them? How do I make sure they're engaged and they stay with us? And that's really about the broader part of the total rewards packaging. You know, be that welfare programs, be that EAP, employee assistance programs, work-life balance, flexible working, which we've talked a lot about. Really, it's about providing a holistic environment that makes me feel good. So whether that is in taking care of me personally, my company cares about me, I feel like I can live my life and do my work in a way, you know, whether that's through quiet quitting or, you know, doing more than what's expected of me, I can do either. And I think that organizations now and our strategy when it comes to total reward has completely shifted, certainly in the last 12 months even, where we're reviewing actually what needs to be included in that total package. And, you know, it's not always about a really strong LTIP. It's not always about a really big cash comp that's super competitive. If it means I'm going to be burnt out and I'm not going to have time to be with my family, for other people, it's actually about, okay, well, I'm with this organization. I see how I can grow my career, my compensation, and I feel safe in the organization that I'm working for. And career mapping is also kind of a big part of that process. It feels like as technology evolves and as roles evolve, you know, there's a shift in, we are preparing people for roles today that don't even exist yet. It's no longer a ladder that it used to be. I'm waiting for my boss to leave before I can grow into my next role. It's more of a climbing frame, and you see that more and more. And we have to be able to have a framework that compensates people as such. So I think there's those kind of two main considerations there is people are looking for purpose in their role. Absolutely. There's some basics that still come into play when it comes to looking for a role and why, what's the hook, what makes me join this organization. But ultimately, the second layer of it is what's going to keep me there? What's going to make me stay? Can I see my future? And is there enough breadth for me? And do we have then compensation structures and total reward packages that support that, even if it's in a non-traditional hierarchical growth, I guess, if you're going up a career ladder.
Right. And you just mentioned technology, Catherine. So let's change track a little bit. Yeah. So every change, transformation that we have seen in organizations over the last 2.5 years or so has been increasingly technology-led. Just wanted to hear from you how technology is helping people, leaders such as you, and you know, employees in general.
And I think this is where there's an intersection between the role of the technology role within, or the traditional IT role and IT leadership. I believe that has evolved, as well as the role of HR evolving, and actually how those two can work in partnership. Has really changed from what we've seen 2-3 years ago. Of course, there's been a huge, you know, exponential amount of data insights that's now available to us. And as HR leaders and anyone in the leadership organization, having access to that data and insight is critical to understand what's going on in your organization. But what's even more important is understanding what that means and what we do with that data. And it can be the difference for me between, you know, tracking how many hours somebody is working and logged into our platform or our system, and or understanding more detail about their talent and their talent potential and what they're looking for and their behavioral activities as a more of a social product, if you like. So I think the role of technology and HR has become much more strategic within these organizations to help all of the organization better understand our people and what our people need. Of course, you know, some of those basics like collaboration tools and being able to effectively work from home together, connect our social teams, you know, all of that comes into play. But I really believe that that technology has enabled us the fear for this is knowing what to do with it. It's being able to ask the right questions. And so it's really, I think there's kind of three layers to it. Can we use it to help us better collaborate? Can we use the data in a way that's going to drive impact, change, and help us keep up with what our people want and need? And then can we manage the change process? Because it's one thing to have all this data, and it's one thing to have these ambitious plans of knowing what we should be doing, but actually, can we take our teams on the journey with that and give our people, leaders, our managers, great data to help them do that? And then the softer behavioral support to take their teams on the journey. I do think there's a bigger need for more integrated and efficient HR technologies in particular. And yeah, there's so much out there. It's then for these organizations being able to kind of access the right tools and technology, in particular in the recruitment and talent acquisition space. Smarter, more efficient, streamlined systems are required. And we just need to be able to keep up and move fast enough, where you might see some of these older organizations and bigger global corporates with some perhaps kind of out of date clunky programs that can also be, you know, counterproductive for teams and leaders.
So, Catherine, you've been a people leader for a long time, and now you are kind of heading a strategy for technology businesses. So you will know that inherently HR people and technology people are, you know, not necessarily the same kind of people, right? They think differently. Their roles have been different. So how do you actually bring that synergy between HR and IT? How do organizations achieve that? Getting them to talk to each other and understanding their problems and helping each other out.
Yeah, it's a journey. I'll say that. And there has to be the synergy. We talked about leadership and where we've seen this be really successful. That has to be synergized at a strategic level. If we talk about local IT leaders or IT as a shared function, and then we try and get maybe our HR business partners or HR specialists to come in and drive change or collaborate, oftentimes there can be a bit of a clash because there's a misalignment at the top. There's a misalignment in leadership. So the functions absolutely need to not work in isolation at leadership level. There needs to be this clear strategy in how we're digitalizing, how are we leveraging technology, what are we not doing? But in particular, from a HR angle, you know, what are we going to do to help us train, retain, engage, and connect our talent? And those are the four key touch points, really, where efficient technologies can help us. Globally, we're seeing, in particular, one of our strategies has been decentralizing the tech organization. You know, where previously maybe IT has been seen as a central function, and like I say, you often find that, you know, as a shared service, software as a service, you know, they're SaaS kind of solutions. And the same with HR. I think both of those roles have now changed and evolved. They've become much more strategic partners to the leadership and became an essential partner to successful business leaders. So we're doubling down in planting our IT leadership roles, CTOs, within our regional business units. And this is going to enable our teams just to move faster, work locally to integrate, upgrade, you know, both our hardware and software solutions, and ultimately, you know, be our source of efficiency and productivity in that space, and it provide those solutions across functions, both internally and externally when it comes to working with our key customers. So I think it's throughout the organization, the fact that HR and IT, absolutely, they're two different breeds. They ultimately need to synergize right at the top. They need to become more strategic partners to the business and ultimately work hand in hand to use data and technology solutions to help us train, retain, engage, and attract, connect our talent.
Catherine, it was a pleasure to have you on the show today, and thank you so much for sharing your insights.
Thanks, Ash. Have a great day.